This is Ethan Krueger for Effingham Radio News. This morning I am speaking to State Senator Dale Ryder. Good morning, Dale.
Hey, Ethan, how are you?
I am doing great. Good. Well, big day yesterday, nail-biter for the presidential election all around, and also some pretty significant state changes as well. First of all, congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you. I ran the way that most people on the ballot like to run, and that's unopposed. But thank you very much. I'm very, very pleased to have been granted another 4 years to serve the people of the 55th District.
And, of course, they show that appreciation for continuing to vote for you, even though you are unopposed. So.
Right, exactly. Right, exactly. You still got to have the vote.
Exactly. Now, some big things happened yesterday for the state and our area, in particular this new Illinois constitutional amendment, nicknamed the Lockbox Amendment. Let's talk about that. What's going to be that impact for our state?
Well, it's going to be clearly positive. I mean, myself and many others have fought for years to end what are known as road fund diversions. That's pulling money out of the road funding and spending it on other items. I mean, one of the things that Illinois has going for it economically is a broad-based transportation and infrastructure system. That system has decayed significantly over the last generation or so, and that's because state government leaders have gotten in the habit of pulling money out of the road fund, which obviously is funded by motor fuel taxes that motorists pay at the pump and expect to be used on transportation needs, and spending it on unrelated items. Now, there's two problems with that. One, your transportation infrastructure loses the money it needs in order to be kept up properly. Also, then it grows a dependency in these other spending areas on an inappropriate funding source. This constitutional amendment will fix that. It's the right thing to do.
And, of course, the other big state race, well, at least, you know, I shouldn't say the only other big state race, we had the comptroller position up between Susana Mendoza, a Democrat, and Leslie Munger, a Republican, of course. Mendoza came up on top. What's that going to mean for your role in the General Assembly and the state as a whole?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I will tell you that for the most part, members of the General Assembly probably don't deal with the comptroller as much as they deal with the other constitutional officers. That's been a little bit different the last couple of years because of late payments and the lack of money or too many spending priorities. You know, people have been talking with the comptroller a lot about the order in which bills get paid. You know, I think this is an example of Illinois in a presidential year tends to lean Democrat, and Leslie Munger got caught up in that wave. I think that the most significant results from last night on the state level are actually in the General Assembly, where you see the House Republicans pick up 4 seats and the Republicans in the Senate pick up 2 seats. I mean, this election was very much viewed, and I think appropriately so, as the change, the forces of change and reform backed by Bruce Rauner against kind of the status quo symbolized by Mike Madigan, and you see the Republicans pick up seats in a presidential year on a Democrat map. And I think that says a lot about people out there who still thirst for real change, not just talk about it, but substantive real change.
Moving forward, how do you think that shift is going to affect legislation here in Illinois?
Well, I think, I really honestly hope that my friends on the Democrat side of the aisle take this as a sign that they need to give a little more, that they need to be more serious in our conversations about workers' compensation reform and unemployment insurance reform, that they need to talk less incessantly about simply raising taxes and a more balanced approach that includes system and program reforms and spending cuts. We'll see. I mean, well, the first chance we'll have to test those waters when we go back to the fall veto session next week. But I think that's the message that we should take from this.
And maybe a little bit of background knowledge that your constituents might actually vote you out. For some of those folks who have been in there for a long time as well, do you think that might impact how they tend to deal with Republicans from now on?
Oh, it could be. It could be. I mean, like I said, we'll know for sure when we start having those conversations. But we will continue to push, you know, the cause of reform, and that's what people really want. Now we have aiding us in that argument the election results from yesterday, which are significant.
Absolutely. Now, of course, we got to talk about it. Big presidential race. Would you say that Donald Trump winning was somewhat of an upset?
Particularly, I mean, because of the standard polling didn't pick up the real numbers, and the pundits on TV sure didn't get it. I think that yesterday's presidential election shows a growing resistance that mainstream Americans who go to work every day, play by the rules, their continued and growing resistance and disgust with the political correctness and stuffiness of the elite class. I think that's exactly the message we should take out of this election. And those who simply are going to dismiss it as saying, well, the Democrats nominated a flawed candidate, and they did, but to dismiss this as nothing more than a result of a bad Democrat candidate are making an enormous mistake here and are undervaluing the message that American voters sent to the governing elite. And I think this is an opportunity now for Republicans and the new president to grab onto that and really move reforms that, again, mainstream America, working America wants to see.
Right. Now, of course, we had one more big race in Illinois, and that was Tammy Duckworth versus Mark Kirk. Of course, Tammy Duckworth came out on top. So now both Senate seats in Illinois controlled by Democrats moving forward. How do you think that's going to affect the state?
Well, I don't think that's a positive. I mean, the notion that now Dick Durbin plausibly is the conservative senator from Illinois boggles the mind. But I think that this was a situation where now Senator Kirk had an uphill battle to start with, again, because Illinois leaned Democrat in a presidential year. But Tim Duckworth was in very many ways a flawed candidate, just like Secretary Clinton was. The difference was Senator Kirk, over his term in the Senate, the Republicans who worked hard to elect him 6 years ago felt like once he got to Washington, he simply went to abandon them. And I think that so there was a marked lack of enthusiasm for Senator Kirk across the state, particularly downstate. And in the end, I don't know that that would have won it for him, but it would have made him much more competitive in this race than he turned out to be.
All righty. Senator, thank you so much for your time. Anything else to add?
Nope, I think we covered it.
All righty. You have yourself a great day. Once again, congratulations.
Hey, Ethan, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Have a good day.